What's up, witches?
And welcome back to Witch Pitch.
I'm Minx.
And I'm Talia.
And today's episode is on
meeting our witch mom.
Heck yeah. Mm-hmm. Our witch mama.
Witch mama.
Yes, so witch mama, if you're listening to this, we are calling you witch mama because we like to protect your identity.
Yes.
So witch mama is actually my boyfriend's mom.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a wonderful revelation to have that your boyfriend's mom is also a witch. So
yeah,
we clicked instantly and I was like, oh my god, I gotta get Talia in on this. And I would talk about her to witch mama and she was always like, I want to meet Talia, like,
let's and meet. And on the other end I was like, oh my god, I need to meet her, like.
And you were like, I'm so scared. I'm like, I feel like
I was so scared she was gonna hate my energy.
No, no, not at all. She was always telling me, she's like, I told her that and she was like, I'm not gonna, I know, I don't judge anyone, not until I meet them, and I already know she's gonna be wonderful. And the day we finally, like, sat down and, like, met, like, we had, like, business to get done.
We did.
So let's talk about that business.
I don't even know where to start.
She dug deep into you.
She did.
She's like, I can't even remember.
Do you want to?
Well, I know the first thing was, like, us sitting at the dinner table in our house, and we were, like, we were just having a conversation, because Talia was having some struggles with, you know, people, and just, like, energies from people.
Yeah, there was some drama, and it was not what I was used to. I normally have zero drama in my life. So I had, like, a dark cloud over me.
Yeah, she was very clogged up, and, like, Psychic Mama was, like, on it. Sorry, I just called her Psychic Mama, but that's what I have her in my phone ass for a long time. Witch Mama was on it. She was like, girl, let me cleanse those chakras.
Yeah, she completely, like, cleansed me of my negative energy.
Mm-hmm.
We both had to wash our hands after. It was honestly bad.
Like, stand you up and, like, throw, like, the dirt off of you, in quotes?
I was sitting, but yes, she did.
Okay, so, like, she was, like, breathing in and out, and, like, mm-hmm. She did that to me, like, the first day we met. So we both got cleansed the first time we, like, met her. Yeah, she told me, she was, like, I had to wash my hands. Like, this girl was, like, in some dirt, man. Like, it was dark.
Uh-huh.
But you feel lighter now, which is, like, refreshing to see.
I feel so much better now, especially because she gave me so much good advice on how to deal with my stress and just cleanse. And honestly, just a lot of breathing. I wasn't letting anything go. Mm-hmm. So now that I know that I need to just take a step back and just breathe and let my emotions go.
Let your emotions
go. Like, I just feel so much better.
Yeah, that's
I've really been doing good. That so many times every single day.
Like,
anytime
breathing.
I'm just like, okay, take a step back. Just calm down.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of, like when I'm overwhelmed, I'll just think and I'll be like, okay, in and out. So, like, mm-hmm. The one thing she's really taught me is, like, the breathing exercise and being, like, aware
of your breath.
Of your breath in times of, like, struggle, you know?
Yeah. It's crucial, apparently. Apparently. It really makes the difference.
It really does. We can go into the our little
oh my god,
excursion.
Maybe we can ask her and have our first guest appear on the show.
Oh my gosh. I think she would love to do that.
That would be fun.
Oh my gosh. She's going to lose her bananas when I tell her that. I want to talk about the excursion me and her had to a new job. Talia knew we were coming.
Yes.
So Talia,
it was a planned thing.
Yeah, Talia's working with someone who she was having some problems with.
Yeah, there was just a lot of tension between us.
Right. It wasn't like...
Nothing major happened, but it was just, you could feel the negative energy.
Right, it was just very tense.
Yeah.
So me and Wish Mama show up to Talia's work, and we sit down, we have some food, you
mm-hmm.
know, and we're just sitting, she's just sitting there, just, like, staring at Talia and the girl who are working behind the counter, and just, like,
watching our interactions.
Just watching the interactions, and she was, taking in the energy, and she was saying about the other girl, she was like, oh my god, she's got a, she was like breathing, she was like, oh my gosh, she's got a lot going on. Ooh, she's like, I feel bad for this girl. She is carrying it, and she won't let it go because she likes it. And she was like,
that's why it's hard to be around her, because it's so easy to pick up on that feeling.
And she likes to keep that energy.
She does.
So this is a person I feel like we've talked about before on the podcast, just like an energy vampire.
Mm-hmm.
And they really, this person is fun and can be fun, but they just have so much.
Like, I do love this person, but there are just times where we butt heads, or right. our energies are not on the same level. And it's you can feel it on both sides with us. It's not like a one-sided thing. Right. We both go through these phases with each other.
And a lot of what Witch Mama was talking about was, like, send her love, but let her be, you know?
Yeah.
Send, don't be mad, don't be angry. Send her love, tell her to breathe. And I remember you walking over and her being like, this girl needs to breathe. Tell her to breathe.
And you know what I did? I went and told her to breathe.
And she was probably, was she like, what?
She was so confused.
But, like, she started to, like, chill.
You need to just let it go. I don't know if this is going to mean anything to you, but you'll feel a lot better if when you breathe, you just release your emotions.
Yeah.
And then I just left her. I didn't check up on it. I didn't pester her about it. Mm-hmm. I just trusted that she was going to do it.
And she did, because I remember sitting next to her and her being like, oh, look at her. She's loosening up. Her shoulders are lower. She's, like, not as tense anymore. And then, like, you guys were,
she was started, like, to joke around a little
she
bit.
She wasn't, like, talking all the time about the same, she was just, because, she was talking about how she was talking a lot. And just, like, would not stop talking when you guys, like, weren't listening.
Yeah.
And she was like, okay, she stopped, like, talking unnecessarily. She's just, like, focusing on her job. Now she's, like, less tense. She's a little more relaxed. She was like, oh, so nice to see. I can finally breathe now. And also, we forgot to mention the rain. The rain?
Oh, the rain. I thought you said the ring. I was like, what ring?
Girl, not the ring.
I was like, okay.
No, not the girl from the well, but.
You all know that I love my weather magic. I love to make it rain specifically. And that day, I felt like we just needed a quick little shower, a little cleanse, just to get rid of any lingering energy. So maybe halfway through your visit,
mm-hmm.
it started showering a little bit, and then I went over to be like, I did this.
Yeah. And then I started, which Mama was like, girl, I see you. Like,
and then I started getting, like, excited about it because y'all were hyping me up, and then it just started downpouring.
It started raining, and I was like, I was talking to Witch Mama, and I was like, oh, it's cleaning the air for us. Thank you, Mother Earth. Like, mm-hmm. really needed this. And I told her when we left, I was, because we were going to Michael's to go get some
I love it.
And I was like, once we leave, like, Michael's and go back home, like, it's going to stop raining. Because, like, we've done our job. We've been in our area. We've cleansed the space. And right when we went home, rain stopped.
When I want it to rain to clear negative energy, it doesn't rain all night. It's normally a quick shower. It does what it needs to do. And then it clears up sunny again.
Right. Not to mention, it was, like, it was sunny when we got there. And then when it started raining, like, it was just, like, there was, like, sun around the area, but, like, a cloud just over the space we were in. So mm-hmm. I was like, wow.
You're welcome.
Weather magic. Love it.
It's my favorite.
Yeah, you are very much in the like, rain category.
Yes.
Less sunshine, more rain.
It's because I'm drawn towards rain.
You've honestly always loved rain.
Yes, I have.
Always. Like, you sit, you're the type of girl that sits outside in thunderstorms.
Yes, I do that every time.
Yeah, and I sit inside and, like, shake because I don't like thunderstorms.
I don't, as much as I can appreciate a beautiful sunny day, I don't like sunny weather. I don't like it. I don't like warm weather. I would much rather go play in the rain or watch the storm.
Oh my god. As an earth sign, I love, like, sitting and, like, bathing in the sun and putting my feet in the grass because the grass is cold but you're warm outside. Oh my god. But, like, a little bit of clouds is, like, what I like. I don't like full sun exposure because also I'm white.
Yeah, like, I burn very, really very easily.
Another thing I wanted to talk about is Witch Mama and her experience. So she's been doing this since she was 18. And yes. She is in her late 40s now. So that's like 30 years.
She's an experienced witch.
She's a very experienced witch. So I think it would be really, really good to have her on the, it's called the show, the on podcast. The show. On the show. I feel like it would be really good to
we
have
reach
her.
400 listens and we think we're big. Like, we think we're on the show.
On the show. She is, she's very experienced in what she does, but she also, her main, like, magic focus is she's from Europe, so she does European witch magic. It's different than, yes, like, what you different. Learn. It's different than what you learn here. Also, she's very into, we like tarot, she's very into oracle cards. So she has, like, an
I'm
angel
very
deck.
Intrigued in oracle cards. I really want to learn more about that.
Yeah.
So maybe I can ask her a little bit.
I'm sure she has plenty of knowledge. I mean, she has, like, a bookshelf of, like, books and stuff like that about... I mean, she showed me this one book. It was easily, like, 30 years old. And it had, like, marks and ticks in it. Like, her mom used to do that kind of stuff with her.
I love that. I honestly...
So
that's
cool.
Incredible
it's
to me.
The spirituality, just, like...
Oh, can we just
family?
Talk about the vibes in her house?
Oh,
crystals everywhere.
When were you there when she, like, just cleansed the house? No, that was the other day. She was like, how do you feel? Like, I walk in through the door and she goes, how do you feel? And I was like, I feel really good. And she's like, I just, like, cleaned so hard. Like, I saged, I incensed, I cleaned the house physically. And she's like, it's so nice in here. And I was like, it is. And it was so, like, that whole day, I was just so comfortable. It's so comforting being in her home.
The vibes in there are immaculate.
Immaculate.
They are. As soon as you walk in that door, like, all your stress, your worries, just, like,
mm-hmm.
leave it outside.
Like, she has...
It's gone.
She has dogs, but even, like, the high energy of the dogs doesn't stress
doesn't
you out.
Doesn't even matter.
It doesn't stress
you're like,
you
oh
out
my god,
all.
Cute puppies, look at these crystals.
Right? She has crystals in, like, every corner of her house.
And they're beautiful, the way she has them arranged in, like, little groups.
Mm-hmm. I gifted her an angel, like, a little angel statue.
Mm-hmm.
And he's sitting in her kitchen. She was so excited.
She was so excited.
She was like, oh, my God, you're real.
That was a really cute moment.
Yeah. Yeah. I really like her. I'm just so excited to learn so much more from her because, like, I feel like I've opened up a whole new path. I didn't even think about, like, different... types of, you know, like, I know there's, like, witchcraft, but, like, there's different types of it. There's, like, European, there's, like, the American, there's, like, hoodoo and voodoo.
Yeah.
And, like, I feel like I'm missing a whole chunk of what I'm practicing. You know, I feel uneducated. You know?
You can always learn more.
For, like, having witch pitch, I mean, we should definitely, like, go into more of, like, the other aspects of witchcraft.
Yeah, maybe get a little more knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe be a little more jack of all trades instead of
just like
focusing on
our craft.
I feel like we've almost become a little comfortable in our craft, and I want to dive into new topics and research more. And
yeah.
Just I want to bring, like, the life and, like, just, like, bring newness into my practice again.
I want to feel challenged again.
Yes.
You know, I feel like I'm very comfortable with candle.
I feel
I'm
like
candle magic. I'm very comfortable with, like, reading my cards,
which I feel like is also a reason why I'm not super motivated to be
right.
doing spell work right now.
We've both been lacking.
I've been
really lacking.
I've been in kind of a riot. I've been focusing more on just myself and less on magic.
Right.
But even then, like, I feel like I just am not reaching towards it or gravitating towards my cards or the candles anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I'm, like, I'm so used to it. I want to learn more.
Want
I want more.
I think it's just, it's also, you know, I know there's the internet and the resources, but nothing beats
that is
when
very,
learning,
very true.
Like, craft. I mean, like, I know, I think the library is open
again,
but...
You're never going to learn everything from a 12-minute YouTube video.
Exactly. I think books
are super...
It's
barely scratching the surface.
Right. That's, like, YouTube videos on like witchcraft and stuff like that are always basic knowledge.
I haven't watched a YouTube like witch video in many months just because I already know all of that knowledge.
Right, and there's no point in repeating it.
Yeah,
if you already know it. That's why I want to dive deeper into the craft. You know, meeting Witch Mama has really taught me that, you know, I have a lot to learn still.
Yeah.
I have a lot to learn. She taught me something. I forgot what it was.
She opened my eyes. And I only had one serious sit-down, like, witch talk with her.
Oh, my gosh. It was the pointing out about that one guy and why he didn't leave you because, like, he didn't like you. He left you because he was scared.
He left because I was too intimidating. And it made like, so much for him.
It made so much sense.
It makes so much sense.
And I feel like that lifted something off of your shoulders when she told you that. Because even I didn't think of that.
No, it definitely did because I definitely felt like I had abandonment issues and just I wasn't very trusting and I was scared it was going to happen again. And I almost was holding on to that part of my life even though it caused me a lot of pain.
Right.
Just because there was no closure.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like with that, I got my closure.
With that information. I mean, it made so much sense because, like, you are so wonderful. And, like, aww. There's nothing.
Thank you.
One thing I've learned with Witch Mom is, like, there's nothing wrong with people. People just, like, people make mistakes or people just aren't just not, like, someone else's piece of cake, you know?
I've also learned recently that, sure, people will lash out and maybe passive aggressive or their vibes don't match yours and you might have a little bit of an ego and be like, oh, like I'm on a higher level than them, like right. I'm enlightened. But I've started to think of it as like, no, it's just not their time yet. They will get there. It's not right. A race.
And everyone has their own, like, energy level. That's why people yes. vibe with others.
Mm-hmm.
And you just gotta find people that you, like, match an energy with.
Once you I've learned that, like, once you're starting to accept everyone on a spiritual level mm-hmm. is when the people who really matter in your life, like,
that's
stay
when
close
they come.
To you.
Right. And stay close. Exactly.
It's not when you're trying to hold on to your friends or, like, anything like that. It's when you let go of your judgment that people are drawn to you.
Exactly. And that's why we're friends.
Yes. Because we've been drawn to each other from a very young age.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh my
elementary
god.
School.
I really like that. We've been very good about our feelings, like about specific things, like earlier how we were talking about, like, what was it? It was like staying in here. In
yeah.
your room to record.
Mm-hmm. We were already on the same page.
We were like, so, I was like, you do what you want to do. And you're like, let's stay here. And I was like, great. That's what I was thinking.
Yes.
I've learned to appreciate people a lot more and like the whole spiritual thing. Like maybe it's just not, you know, it's not their time yet, but that's what it's something
but
I have to
okay.
accept, like understand and accept. And it's okay. You know,
like I've noticed many people I know are exactly where I was a year ago.
Right.
And at first I was like, oh, I was there a year ago. Like, come on. But then
right.
I was like, hold on. Don't think that that's, first of all, completely wrong. And second of all, it's not their time. They're getting there.
Right. They're working towards it. And you know what? It's probably going to take them.
And I got there. I got there.
Exactly.
I'm doing fine. They're going to be fine too.
Exactly. Oh, psychic mom really taught us some good lessons.
Mm-hmm. In a very short amount of time.
I know. We literally had one evening.
I tried to be a sponge that night and just absorb everything she was throwing at me.
Oh, when she gave you the hug and she was like, just hug me as long as you want until you feel like okay and safe.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, motherly, thank you.
I was like, I've never had that before.
It felt so nice. She's so refreshing and it always feels good leaving her home.
And on the way back, I was crying, but it wasn't, like, a bad cry. I wasn't sad. It was, like, I felt so grateful for that experience that I just had happy tears.
I know. I haven't seen happy tears on you in a long time.
I don't, in years.
Oh, it's been that long. Oh, no. Yeah.
It's been a while.
It was refreshing.
I needed it.
Yeah.
And I've been doing so much better since then. So, I can't even imagine how much I will learn
from her.
Right? Yes. Like, I feel like I have already completely changed my mindset after that one day.
And that's the best part about being around her.
Mm-hmm.
All the time. You always learn something new. It's amazing. She's like, I feel like you would really like her a lot too, because she's really good in the kitchen. And I know you're really good with, like, kitchen magic and stuff like that. You guys would have so much fun.
I'm not really good. I'm just starting to dive into it.
Right, right, right. But you're better than I am.
I know how to do one cake. Let's not get too ahead of ourselves.
Okay, that's one more cake than I can bake, all right?
Speaking of that cake, I've been thinking about making some.
Okay.
I'm like, I feel like everyone could use a little joy in their life.
And then, like, one without cinnamon for some.
I know. I was going to do,
just like, its own little.
A little, like, ramekin or something. Uh-huh. A little personal cake.
Oh, my God.
No cinnamon?
Ooh, yeah. Psychic mama / witch mama is allergic to cinnamon.
I felt so bad that one day.
I know. But at least we, like.
Now I know.
Yeah. But that's okay. I think we've rambled enough. It's been 20 minutes.
Okay, let's wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up. I'm sure you've learned plenty about our newfound witch mother. Excited to.
Sorry to cut you off. I just want to say, I hope you guys can tell that since meeting our witch mom, both of our energies have just gotten so much better.
I feel lighter. I feel like we both feel lighter.
I feel like we are both, like, the carefree, happy version of ourselves.
It feels so good.
It's like, which we haven't felt like this in a year.
No kidding.
Both of us.
Since, like, last summer.
Mm-hmm.
When we started. Yeah. Oh.
But I just hope that this good energy translates.
Yeah. And
I'm sending it to you.
Right. We're sending you those good vibes. And I'm hoping to talk to Witch Mama and get her on this podcast eventually.
That would be such a good time.
Okay, so we will see you next time.
All right, peace out, witches.